Hey guys, so I'm Madan Muswati from Microsoft Research.
And I'm Sebastian Burkhardt, also from Microsoft Research.
And today we're going to be talking about a tool called CUZ, and it's a really cool tool for finding concurrency bugs in your programs.
Yeah, so let me show you why you might want to use this tool. So suppose you have a multi-threaded application. So you wrote some code and it uses multiple threads, and you're testing this code and your tests are passing. But do you know that you really did find all the bugs? And chances are you don't, because so here's an example of what can happen if you have multiple threads. So suppose I have two threads and I have a parent thread that starts a child. So I'll call this start child. In reality, this will be, you know, some other kind of call depending on the language you're using. So I call this thread one. And it calls this child, and then it also allocates some memory. Say it have a pointer P pointing to some struct, and it allocates memory. So I'll just say malloc here. You can, you know, figure out what goes into the parentheses. And now the child thread over here. Suppose this child thread goes and accesses a field of this struct. Field F, and say it increments this field. Okay. So in this example, the synchronization isn't quite right. So you can see that when I start the child in the parent thread, say I execute in the following order, this happens before this, and then the child executes this before the parent actually executes the malloc. If things happen in that order, then you will actually crash the program because the pointer hasn't been allocated yet. Unfortunately, if you run this in a normal test, you're not very likely to find this bug. And the reason is that the latency of start child is usually so large that the malloc will execute before the increment of the field. So in that case, you will not detect the bug. Now, our idea is very simple. We want to make it more likely for you to find these bugs. So what we are doing is we are changing up the thread schedules, and that's why it's called fuzzing. So we call this concurrency fuzzing, similar to like input fuzzing, where you randomize the inputs, because we are randomizing schedules. And Madan can give you a demo on what the effect of that is when you run it on an application.
So before we go to the demo, I just wanted to say the only thing that we are doing is looking at interesting places in the code, and then we go to insert delays. So for example, we might think that, you know, this place is interesting, and CUZ is going to insert a random delay here. Now that's the basic idea, and if we get these delays quite right, then, you know, we can make sure that this delay is long enough for the child thread to get started and to do the dereference and to actually find the error. The interesting thing is that if you know the bug, then you know where to insert the delay. But if you didn't know, let's say if these three instructions were like, you know, three of a million instructions, you know, you don't know exactly where to insert the delay. And more importantly, if you inserted a delay before, you know, the actual dereference here, right? So this delay might actually compensate this delay that you have introduced here. So it's not that introducing delays can always be good. Sometimes they can mask your errors too. But the nice thing is that we actually have an algorithm that sort of like, you know, magically figures out where to insert the delay and how long to insert the delay. So now I'll show you a demo. So now for the demo, I'll actually show how to find a concurrency bug in a program called Dryad. You don't need to know exactly what Dryad is other than the fact that it's a highly concurrent program and it's very huge. So I'm actually in the directory of the Dryad executables. You can see that there are lots of files here. And in particular, there is one program called Simple Channel Test. So this is a test that the developer wrote. So as you can see, it's calling into something called the Dryad work queue. And it's generating some items and, you know, creating multiple threads. So you can run it a couple of times. You know, you can see it seems to work perfectly fine. So in fact, I'm going to run it in a loop 100 times. I'm going to run it in a loop 100 times, and you know, you can see that it seems to be working perfectly fine, and so we can claim that this program has no bugs, right? Actually, not quite so. There is a concurrency bug lurking in there, and just running it, under stress does not find it. So now I'm going to actually inject cause into the executable, and I do that by calling this program called setDLL. And what it's going to do is going to inject this DLL called win32cause.dll in this executable. And the way it does it, say, it actually looks at the import address table. You can see all these are the dependencies of simple channel test. And then it adds an artificial dependency. So now what happens is that now whenever you run simple channel test, the win32cause.dll is going to be loaded. And now once our DLL is loaded, we take complete control of your thread scheduler, and we're going to insert these random delays to find the bugs. Okay, so now you can see I can run the test as you did before. It runs a little bit slower because now we are actually inserting delays. Now if I run it in a loop 100 times, you can see that it is slower, and hopefully we'll actually find the bug if the demo works. And one of the things to notice is that every time we run, we're going to use the current time of day to feed a random number generator. So every time I give the demo, I get a completely different behavior, so different random behavior. And that's one nice thing with giving a random demo. Oops, here we go. So we actually found a bug. So we happen to get the right random seed that tweaks the schedules, inserts the delays in the right way to actually force this concurrency error. To convince you that this is actually a real bug, I actually modified the test to had some printfs. You can see that's accessing some a corrupted pointer. So what's happening is that there's one thread that freed an object, and the memory allocator filled that object with these bit pattern DDDs. And another thread actually used that pointer to dereference, and voila, you got an access violation. Now, the way the CUS algorithm works, we'll actually find this with a probability 1 over 10. So what this means is that it's like tossing a 10-face die, and every time the right face shows up, we actually find the bug. So you can see if you run it 100 times, on an average, you expect to find the bug 10 times. So this is actually a bug that was very difficult to find without using CUS. So with stress, we actually ran it, and then it took like a million runs to actually find the bug. Now we are able to find it with just 10 runs. So that's the power of CUS.